You're listening to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the lip of truth endures forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning in here where we are just trying to bring an understanding to end time events. Thank you. We thank you again. We thank you for being here with us. We're going to go ahead and get started with this episode, which we are calling Closer Than We Think. Now, so when we say that, obviously we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. Obviously, those of us who have prepared themselves and who have made their robes spotless, we want to hear spotless, without a wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. We know that's what the Lord is coming back for. Certainly, we hear people say, well, you know, we're all sinners, you know, saved by grace. But guess what? The Word of God also tells us that we who are in Christ, if you are born of God, you cannot sin. If you walk, watch this. If you walk with God, if you are walking in God, if you are born of God and you're walking with Him, then you cannot sin. It's when you are not walking according to His holy standards and you are not doing what He says, then you have the opportunity, the capacity. We all have the capacity to fail and to sin. You know, on this podcast, we always say, at the end, we always say, hold on to Him that is able to keep you from failing and from falling. Remember, we are not sinless, but we sin less. We sin less because of Him who became sin for us. So again, we're talking about this episode of We're Closer Than We Think. Remember when we look at Christ and when He said He will return, remember in Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31, He tells us, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The sun was just darkened, and the moon didn't give its light just a little while ago. But we still saw the stars. So obviously, this was not some prophetic happening, but it's something that happens on occasion when the sun, moon, and the earth lines up perfectly. It happens every so many years. And so this was the time when there would be a complete eclipse. And so, but yet and still, the sun was darkened, the moon didn't give his light, you only saw a ring of the sun, you saw a ring, that was it, but the stars were still there. So, again, that's not the event we're looking for, but the event that we should be looking for is answer that Jesus gives his disciples, and again in Matthew 24, and Jesus, remember in the early verses, he says the disciples were so enamored and so impressed with what Herod was, the improvements that Herod was making with the temple, and they showed it to Jesus, and Jesus told them not one stone, he was not impressed at all, not one stone will be laid upon another. And when they heard that, and they picked their jaws up off the ground, they asked Jesus, they said, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. And then Jesus begins to explain to them the things to look for just before he comes. And so we've gone through those earlier verses before, you know, be not deceived, let no man deceive you, you know, false prophets, false teachers, wars, rumors of wars. And again, we see what's happening. Not, and remember, I told you, do not pay attention to Russia and Ukraine per se. Do not pay attention to that, because that is just that, that is a distraction from the real world event. The Bible tells us and teaches us, and you have to go to Revelation chapter 9. He says that the sixth trumpet war, or World War III, as we have taught it, the sixth trumpet war, or World War III, as we have taught it, that when that event happens, that event will, as a result, one third of all mankind will perish. Now, again, if when we look at the population of this earth, the population of the world, I think we are at about, I think the estimate is somewhere around 8 billion. So 8 billion is about 2 billion people. So one third of all mankind. Now, when that happens, remember, as we teach it, as we believe, you know, when that happens, we think there'll be such an outcry for peace, such an outcry for peace, that something has to allow the Jews who are presently there to build that temple. So now when that finally happens, they build that temple, they will begin to worship again. And what is a part, and what do they do as a part of their worship? They sacrifice. When that happens, we will see 2 Thessalonians come to pass. 2 Thessalonians 2, remember, Paul says that whenever you look at prophecy, you have to put all the pieces together. It's like a big jigsaw puzzle. You have to put all the pieces together. It's not just, you know, the one verse here. And just and you make a whole doctrine out of just one particular verse, one chapter of verse. You have to put all the connecting pieces together in order to form that picture of that puzzle. Again, the disciples asked the question, "What shall be the sign? When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" So then, if we're looking to see when Jesus is going to come, we have to look at everything that is going to happen. It's not just the false doctrines, the false teachings that we see today. We see all kinds of scandal and all kinds of false teachers and all kinds of erroneous doctrines and everything being taught. It's not just the wars and rumors of wars. It's not just the racial tension and racial wars that we see happening right now. It's not just the betrayal of one another, of relationships and friendships, the Bible says because iniquity is so strong, the love of many will wax cold. And because of the love of many waxing cold, and iniquity abounding, it brings upon betrayal, upon relationships, friends, family, spouses, you know, deep relationships. But that's, but it's not just that. We continue to go on, and here's the thing. Jesus says in verse 15 through 19, he says that when you see, this is why I talked about the Antichrist being revealed, talked about the temple of sacrifice, the temple being built, and then there was sacrifice again. Jesus says in verse 15 of chapter 24, 15 through 19, he reminds them, he says, when you see the abomination of desolation as prophesied by Daniel the prophet, those who are in Judea run. Now, you and I, because we're here in the States, we're not witnessing anything in Judea. But when we see something happening in Judea, then we are to run. Or they are to run, because the Antichrist is going to be revealed, and there's going to be persecution and tribulation beyond anything that you have ever seen before. And so, hey, how you doing, brother? Praise him. And so what we have to remember is that Christ is trying to, he's answering the question. Remember, what is the question? When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Now, I know that there's four different stances as far as, you know, about the rapture and when it's going to happen. And I'm not going to go through that today. We'll probably do an episode where we take we'll teach on all four stances, and then show you why it is we believe what we believe, what I believe, in reference to all four of those selective stances. Now, I used to be a pre-tribber. I used to say and think God could come at any point in time. He can come whenever he wants, because that's what our fathers preached and taught. God is so big and bad with himself, he can come whenever he get ready. But then I remember reading constantly in my own devotion time. I remember coming across this scripture, and then one time I was actually challenged by a brother, and not very deeply. A brother just said, hey, look, why don't you take a look at Matthew 24, 29 through 31. And that's all he said. Now, I remembered Matthew 24, 29 through 31, because I was always reading it, and I always promised myself, hey, look, when you get time, you need to break this down. You need to study this. You need to see what exactly Christ is talking about here. And so watch. Christ tells us when he is coming back. So you have to read that. Where is my Bible? Hold on 1 second. Matthew 24, verse 20. We'll go right to it. Matthew 24, verse 29. And he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, immediately after the tribulation of those days, he selected, watch this, Jesus Christ himself is telling you he selected a time and a season when it will trigger his return. It doesn't matter what Paul is saying. It doesn't matter the doctrines that we built up off of what Paul is saying, Peter is saying, Daniel is saying, Ezekiel is saying, Zechariah, all the other major and minor prophets or whatever, and the apostles, Jude, whoever we come up with, John on the Isle of Patmos. It doesn't matter what they say. I always say this. When we say grace, we do it what? In the name of Jesus, correct? When we baptize, we do it how? In the name of Jesus. Well, some of us. When we pray and we seal that prayer, we seal it in the name of Jesus. Well, some of us. Some of us use the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. However, well, I won't get into that right now. But still, the point is that it is about what Jesus becomes the everything hinges upon what Jesus said, what Jesus has done. There was only one who became the propitiation for us. There was only one who reconciled us back to himself. There was only one who was on that cross, and that was Jesus. So watch this. So if everything hinges on what Jesus has done, then why don't we pay attention to the things that Jesus has said? You said, you call me Lord, Lord, but you do not the things that I say. Now, watch this. Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened. So he's talking about an eclipse again. The sun shall be darkened. The moon will not give her light. And the stars shall fall from heaven. Now you will not see any stars. We saw stars in this eclipse that just happened a couple weeks ago. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear a sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Verse 31, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Watch this. There is no sound. There is no gathering together. There is no tribes of the earth mourning. There is no sign of the Son of Man in heaven. There is no, all at the same time, the sun being darkened, the moon not giving his light, the stars falling from heaven. Remember, this eclipse, we still saw stars. And if you were in a good enough spot, you saw, they said, you could see the other alignment of planets. Not just, or you could see the other alignment of planets. But watch, none of this stuff happens until, what did Jesus say? Immediately after the tribulation of those days. So that's not Christ coming whenever he just wants. It sounds like he has a plan when he's coming. And so I leave this to you to try and put together and to figure out and to if you want to debate this, you know, I mean, all the other prophecies are coming to pass. We already see, obviously, Jesus told them in the beginning of this verse that not one stone will be laid upon another. Now, the temple was there, but he said not one of these stones will be laid upon another. Well, when did that happen? We know that that happened in 70 AD. That came to pass. All the prophecies about the Messiah coming. We understand that that happened. So we just a little while ago, a few weeks ago, when we were celebrating the Good Friday service, the prophecy of Christ being numbered among, being hung among sinners, that the prophecy of that happening in Isaiah, I think that's Isaiah 59, that happened. But now we're seeing prophecies, not only that, but he says that not a bone will be broken. He died before the soldiers would actually try and break his bones. When he pierced his, just make sure he was dead, he pierced the centurion soldier, pierced him in the side, and blood and water ran out of his side. That prophecy happened. But now in our day and time, we're seeing prophecies come to pass faster, at a faster rate than ever before. Earthquakes in diverse places. Tornadoes and storms and typhoons and all the hurricanes, all these things happening. Seasons change, switching up on us. We don't know. We're supposed to be in spring, headed to summer, yet it still feels like it's fall. So we never can doubt whether the prophecies of this book will ever come to pass, because they're happening. Now, the question is, are we preparing ourselves for that coming? Now, again, we're watching the events that are happening over there in the East. And again, when we look at what the Word of God says through the Scripture, the Bible says that when this war happens, sixth trumpet war, it will happen along the Euphrates River. Did you notice that this time around, it was not the proxies, the paid proxies by Iran. It was not the Houthis, Hezbollah, and Hamas. It was not those groups, but Iran itself that went ahead and tried to strike Israel. Well, where is Iran at? Right there along the Euphrates River. And in fact, they take up, as far as along the Euphrates River and the borders where Iran is, that takes up about almost 50% of the real estate of where the Euphrates runs. And then Israel responded. Now watch what Israel does. And I don't remember the chapter and verse right now, but go back. You can look it up in your Bible and check this. Remember when Samuel was at odds with David and he sought to kill him. And David was on the run. But David saw, he found Saul and his soldiers camping in a valley of such. David snuck down, stole his sword and his water, and then when he went back on the top of the mountain, he yelled and signaled down to Saul and said, "Hey," he showed him his wares, he showed him what he had, and he let him know, "Hey, look, if I wanted to kill you, if I wanted to get you, I could have got you. This is your stuff right here." And Israel's response just now, just to show you what now, the Bible says that God will put the hook in the nostrils of the kings of the north and all of that, and they will cause him to come down and make war with Israel when the time is set. But you see the environment that is already coming against Israel and those Jews here in this country. Just listen to the news and see what's happening right now with everything that's happening with Jews being so terrified for their lives because of how everybody is coming against them. Now, when Israel chose to respond to Iran's attack, watch what they did. When they sent missiles to Iran, those missiles hit and landed right in the area in proximity of where their nuclear capability was. It was Israel signaled and was trying to let them know, this is significant, Israel signals and let them know that, listen, if we wanted to take out your capability, we could. That's something to think about. And so we've been disciplined lately with these podcasts as of late. So we have a time limit now. So we're coming to the end of this episode, but we want to continue this lesson about us being closer than we think. We're closer than we think. And so it is very pertinent that everyone pay close attention. I've always said it for years. Pay attention to what's happening in the East. Don't be distracted by what's happening else and around the world. The signs of God's coming, Christ's coming, is right here in the book. And he told us what will happen just before he comes. We'll continue this lesson in the weeks ahead. We're gonna continue to talk about this. But again, this is Straight Truth Radio Podcast. Again, we want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, hold on to him that is able to keep you from failing and from falling. Know that we're not sinless, but we sin less because of him who became sin for us. Again, Straight Truth Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. God bless you. We'll see you next week.